At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Well, howdy.
Oh, howdy there.
Oh, I tell you what.
Oh, hot damn, we're coming into the danger season here. It's on front with the pound.
Now, you think we'd be talking about Westerns, and you'd be mighty wrong.
It's nothing like that.
It's nothing like that at all.
I'm just playing the guy from Twister. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Why are you doing the Twister, guy from Twister?
That's a movie.
Shout it out.
I'm doing the guy from 2012.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why would you be doing that, okay. Frank?
Woody Harrelson.
Why? In 2012. Why? What's the connection?
We're talking about best disaster movies.
Oh, ooh, okay. Finally. Yeah. It's been a while since we talked about Fool's Gold. All right, let's...
I was wondering who was going to get in first.
Two things.
I just had to immediately.
No. That's my joke that I told you on the phone. I was like, I'm going to come in and talk about movies that are disasters. And you fucking flipped
it
in my face.
Don't take my joke. So what are we saying? The greatest disaster films of all time.
Greatest disaster films of all time.
Are we talking natural disasters? Are we talking just organic? Are we talking cats?
Man-made.
Oh, man.
There's going to be a couple. Oh, yes, cats, Fool's Gold. Yes,
sure.
Very
okay.
good.
Absolutely. Frank can't abide any more funnies in this episode.
I'm just going to jump in with my first favorite. It's Day After Tomorrow.
That's one of your favorites.
I think it's fantastic. It's and one of my sister's comfort movies that she puts it on, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I agree.
I watched this 4 days ago.
You are coming off the back of surgery, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I was high as a kite. It was fantastic. having just watched it, it's pretty good for the most part. I find that Dennis Quaid is just so bad, though. He's so bad.
He's a mixed guy, old Quaidy.
Yeah.
I don't think
he's great in anything, really.
I think he's great in The Substance, but I really am dusting off an old chestnut. I do not think he knows he's in a movie.
No.
I think they took him to lunch for one scene, and they paid for the lunch, and then that was it. Like, he's kind
what
of
What are these cameras doing here?
Anyway, Day After Tomorrow, for the most part, is actually
Jake Gyllenhaal's fantastic, and it's like, it's Roland Emmerich. Written and directed, but it's like, it's one of the ones that kind of, it makes sense. There's an emotional element that actually lands.
I think for large scale end of the world sort of scenarios, I think for the most part, a lot of it checks out and a lot of it's kind of enjoyable to watch.
It's science based in a way that isn't ridiculous and isn't laughable.
It felt enough of a piece with the time where global warming was becoming well enough accepted and fearful enough that people were like, okay, so what's it going to look like? And then you'd see that movie and you go, wow, it's just going to be like that, huh? It's like, not really,
Ian Holm is delivering the bad news as well, with Ian Holm giving you the bad news. I believe it. I believe him.
Yes, I believe him. I've seen that movie once. I've seen the South Park episode more times.
Yeah,
and I just remember Randy going to find Stan, and at the end he goes, Stan!
They're wearing so many clothes that they're sweating to death.
Yes. That's pretty good. I've only seen the movie once. I thought it was okay.
I've not seen that South Park episode, but it sounds funny. I think they're doing a good job. Okay,
very funny.
Who's next?
Tom, do you want to go next? You got one?
Titanic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you think during that they were all going, this is going well?
I just...
Nothing disastrous here. That is a disaster.
I think
it goes as in great movie about a terrible disaster.
You deliberately misunderstood the brief. Yeah. You know, no, that's not
a, I think it's a nine. It's a nine in choice. It's a zero in originality and thought. Do you know what I mean?
That's probably true. But I think it is. It is like you're thinking of disasters as it has to be Twister. It has to be like,
yeah,
because
that's
has
the definition of disaster movie.
That's not true. 100%. You have to be man-made, like planned crazy.
Must
plan
be natural
crash.
Disaster.
Well, I don't think we ever establish. That.
Yeah, in fact, Marcus asked before the episode, should we establish rules? And you went, no, let's wing it, baby. So
Tom,
here we fucking
go. So sue me. I want to have a good time. All right, Marcus, your film.
My favorite disaster film is Outbreak with
Dustin Hoffman,
Morgan Freeman, Kevin Spacey. It's
Outbreak.
Good.
Yeah.
It gets pretty chaotic.
It's the one where they're trying to get out of prison, right?
Yeah, sure.
It's the musical. Yeah.
Prison Outbreak.
Outbreak, we're gonna make it big.
No, it's an infected chimp that causes patient zero and causes this huge outbreak in a town, and they have to like quarantine the entire town, and it's like Dustin Hoffman trying to
find
a cure. And yes. It's like Launceston.
Shout out to Launceston, Tasmania.
Except that town is the outbreak is the disease.
Do they have the herpes? What do they have? AIDS.
Monkeys.
AIDS.
That's really sad.
Oh, you're talking about the park monkeys in Lonnie. Yeah, I'm with you now.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. We do have monkeys.
I just thought you were being nasty towards Launceston.
You were just saying those monkeys back down in Launceston with their herpes.
We just
help friends and
we
family.
Just lost business.
Next one that I think is hilariously ridiculous and not good but fun to watch is San Andreas. Dwayne the Rock.
I know that one.
I've sorry, did you say it's not good?
Isn't that an?
It's not good, but it's fun
it's
to watch.
It's not good. Is it?
Yes.
It's awful.
The description online is The Rock fights an earthquake. It's like, it's fucking fantastic.
That's actually an incredible tagline. The Rock versus the Earth.
And he's
kind of great.
He's so strong. Well,
can I,
he's
pulling, can
rock
I have
beats
five
rock.
Tickets?
Rock doesn't beat paper, but Rock beats Rock.
Yes.
Yeah. Rock beats everything.
A rock and a hard quake. Oh, I'll watch the shit out of that.
Dennis Quake.
Between a rock and a hard rock.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Cafe. Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. It's San Andreas. You brought it up. Awful film. Yeah. Truly awful film.
And it's, was it?
Good video.
It's Alexandra Daddario. And she, like, drowns, but she's underwater for, I would say, 15 minutes. But then he brings her back to life. He does magic CPR. And it's like, come on, man. Like, none of it is believable. But
magic
in the
CPR.
Way that you're like, he's perfect. He's perfect. He can do nothing wrong. And he saves the world.
Was he wearing a sort of khaki-coloured jungle vest?
I think he's in a grey T-shirt for most of it. It's the grey T-shirt Rock. Yeah.
Wow.
He's not just incidentally dressed up like a tooth fairy because he was filming on the same lot that day and he just couldn't be bothered getting changed. Yeah.
That's great. Wait, that's great. Mention, yeah, the tooth fairy.
I don't know. He's in a movie called The Tooth Fairy. I think that's funny to remember. It was a good cultural moment.
It's good.
Anyone see The Tooth Fairy?
No, but I have seen the one where, what's the game plan? Where it turns out he has a daughter and he has to raise her and he's a football player, but then he sings and it's like one of the first.
Which is basically just the pacifier.
And I love
right?
that we're still on topic like, about Diesel. Disasters, but we are off topic.
These are all disasters, so let's be real.
The Rock's career is a disaster. He could have done so much.
I agree.
Yeah.
He could have reset the balance in the DCU.
We haven't talked about a film that I think is very overrated. It's just a couple. Wait, do we think that like alien takeovers, like Independence Day, things like that sort of qualify?
No, well, it's not a natural disaster, is it? So I don't think it applies.
Nah, well,
I think you're off there.
War of the Worlds.
I know. Frank will accept the four elements and nothing else. Like,
does
that's
sci-fi
it.
Invasion kind of cover disaster films? Or
I know what you're
going to
say.
Yeah,
I know
it's
what
a disaster.
And you're a film that's like, I think it's actually not that good, but everyone thinks it's good, and I think you're all wrong because you're idiots. That's you. That's
no,
your
go
impression.
On. What is it?
That was a good Johnny Bravo impression, Frank.
You're going to say Independence Day?
Yeah, it's so overrated.
It's fucking awesome movie. Greatest.
I've never seen it.
Trash.
obviously, that should be our next episode now. What are we doing here?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. We can talk about it.
Day?
I don't mind that.
You've never. Okay.
Well, that I think
sorry,
I broke him.
That's like it's on the DVD Wait. Highlight reel of when you get imagine getting it on DVD and it shows blowing up the White House. That's
oh
the
yeah,
scene.
I've seen it then.
Yeah,
you're right.
Did you ever? Would you ever steal a White House?
You wouldn't steal a Will Smith.
Wait, Tommy, you've seen Independence Day, yeah?
No, that's what I said. I haven't seen
it. He hasn't seen
it. That's the whole thing.
That's kind of wild. So okay.
I've seen the sequel. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, you know what? They improved on it.
Mm,
yeah. Okay, Thomas, another disaster movie, please.
Sully.
Fucking hell.
I mean, it works. It qualifies.
And you know what? Good movie. I really like Sully. I only watched it recently. He landed that shit in the Hudson.
It's not as good as... No.
He did that.
Flight is better.
It was...
Flight is a better film.
Flight, I know it's not I haven't based seen, on... but it does seem better because it's got John Goodman with a ponytail, which I think just objectively makes everything better.
And you know, he's like
better.
The drug dealer. He comes in with a briefcase of every kind of drug.
Yeah.
Like,
I've seen...
As a film, it's way better.
You know, he has that particular look about him that's so unusual, and he was filming season 3 of Community during it. So in Community, the way they acknowledge it, they're like, why do you have a ponytail? He's like, I'm going through some stuff at the moment. Like, that's just his explanation of why he looks
that
way.
That was a terrible John Goodman impression.
So, shut the fuck up. No, sorry.
That was close.
Shabas. There we go.
I've got another one if you want me to go.
Yeah, move on from Sully.
Move on. Yeah. Have you Sully's either of good. You ever seen, there's two films that were very similar but vastly different. There's Volcano with Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
And Dante's Peak with
Pierce
Brosnan.
Lee Jones. All right.
Both about volcanoes. Dante's Peak is ludicrous, not enjoyable. I think Tommy Lee's kind of great in Volcano. It is insane. It's basically just, I think it's LA. I think a volcano just erupts great. Underneath LA, takes great. Over the Ooh. Entire city, and Tommy Lee Jones is running... Ooh. The
name of the volcano,
the military, and all the services to basically like circumvent and move the lava out of LA and into the ocean.
Oh, so it's just like a logistics Ooh. Thing, and they just
yeah, it's just yeah. Tommy Lee with great. Science.
He's
just
got to look up
people.
Like zoning area yeah, districts
truly,
and fault lines
does.
To work out.
Someone get me a water slide.
Wow.
It's, yeah, it's great.
Like, and then they get a bunch of fire trucks and they have to pour all their water at the same time and like stem the flow. It's kind of amazing.
3, 2, 1, okay. Water. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it does sound
and
good.
And he's so grumpy in it too. Oh my God.
Fucking yeah.
Great.
Oof.
All right, okay. my next one is Twisters. The new
you're not
Twister.
Gonna, wait, so you're not going to talk about Twister?
No. Nah.
You're going to talk about
Twister. Well, you opened with an impression of a character from Twister, apparently.
Who?
But...
You, nah. Think,
you
I
said
think
you were being Woody Harrelson from
Twisters. No, that's from 2012.
Wait, did you enjoy Twisters, the sequel?
Yeah.
The recent sequel?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I love anything with a tornado. Like a Twister, the original, is like, it defined my childhood. The only thing
that's
I could ever draw
film.
Growing up is a Twister. And I used to think it was amazing. But you just scribble pen.
I honestly
anyway.
Didn't want to talk about Twister because I felt it was too easy. I think that Twister's so good. I think it's easily one
and
of the best disaster films
Twisters
of all time.
Is... Twisters does it in a way that it's just like it's just reimagined for the modern times with better special effects and a great cast. Glenn Powell, Corin Sweat, Daisy Ridley Jones.
Yeah.
Yes. Like
I haven't seen them, but I've heard they're
it's great. The original is fantastic, and the Twisters, the new one, I think is just slightly more fun.
Sure. I should watch them both. I,
Tom,
I was
why
sad
haven't
I
you seen
Twisters.
So this is why you're doing like Sully and Titanic, because you haven't seen any disaster movies. Have you
Poseidon
even seen
Poseidon Adventure? That's a pretty good one,
yeah.
You know,
the
with
boat flips
boat
upside down.
The
classic.
Original or the remake?
Josh Lucas, baby,
okay,
and
so the
Emmy
remake.
Rossum.
So
the obviously.
Remake.
No, I haven't seen the one with Shelley Winters.
Did you say Emmy Rossum?
Isn't it Emmy
no,
Rossum?
No, she's in Day After Tomorrow.
I'm almost positive it's Emmy Rossum in The Poseidon Adventure as well. I'm pretty sure she's Josh Lucas's daughter. No, she's Kurt Russell's daughter.
Really?
In The Poseidon
Kurt
Adventure.
Kurt Russell.
Yes. Kurt Russell
fact
has
Russell.
To sw-
yep, 100%.
Is yeah. it really?
Yep.
Well, yeah. There you go.
There's a scene in it that is about her boobs. It's a very strange, like, where her dad's like, can you button up, honey? And she's like, you mean the twins, dad? And I remember being at the movies being like, oh, good gushness. Good great.
Good gushness.
Good gushness. Oh. It was getting gushy in there.
Andre Brow is in that. From
Andre
Brow
is in it. The dude from 6 Feet Under is in it.
Fergie's in it.
Fergie, of course.
Kevin Dillon's in it.
Wow.
Kevin Dillon.
Wow.
It's an interesting movie.
And of course,
Kurt Russell dies on screen, drowning violently. It's a very upsetting scene. It's a weird movie. Josh Lucas is.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I know Josh Lucas.
Well, Josh Lucas is just like, I don't care about any of you. I'm getting off this goddamn ship. And everyone's like, we got to follow this roughnecked, no-nonsense gentleman. And he's like, I don't care about any of you. And then they get off the boat, and he's like, I did care about you all along. And it's like, yeah, that's
great. Good. Yeah, it's great good. Motivational tactic. I don't like Josh Lucas as a whole.
I think he's great in American Psycho because he's annoying in it, and that's a good role for him.
Correct. Is this Poseidon? Is that the one where they're in the elevator shaft and they're trying to get out of the elevator?
Yeah, that's actually a good scene. That's actually tense. Not a bad
it's
movie,
not a terrible
honestly.
Film, to be honest.
Wow, okay.
But I haven't seen the original.
Are we going to talk about Armageddon or Deep Impact?
Again, I don't love Armageddon.
Oh. Armageddon ready to watch it at some point.
Yeah, yeah. It's just come out. It's pretty
Armageddon
so
onto
like
it at some point.
So
we're gonna think about the deep cultural impact.
Armageddon confused right now. What we're doing? Yes, sorry. The deep impact.
Okay.
This conversation's getting meatier and meatier, boy.
Let's bring it back around. I do want to talk about Geostorm with Gerard Butler.
What?
Oh, I've heard about Geostorm.
Geostorm is one. I've heard about that. It's one of the ones that it's like, hey, I'm a disaster movie and I'm batshit insane. It's like
Gerard Butler is one of my least favorite actors on the planet.
Except for when he's in Phantom of the Opera, right?
Sure, yeah. That's the exception.
And he's done a space movie, right? So what do you think about him when he's in orbit?
Mark is sitting there in pain mitigation being like, help me.
I don't get
it. I don't think he's, I don't think he's in Moon 4.
I don't get it.
Well, you said on the planet. So when he's in orbit, maybe your opinion's different.
Yeah, what about Moonfall? Meds, what about Moonfall?
I was going to say Moonfall, but I don't think he's in Moonfall. But no, that's a movie that I've actually kind of depressed I haven't watched that movie 100 times because it's called Moonfall.
Yeah, what happens in it? Well, the moon falls down.
the moon's going to fall.
And then there's chaos.
Ah, that would be so good. Roland Emmerich. You got
to
love him.
Well, I think I mean, shout out to Roland Emmerich. He's done a bunch of these films. And we owe him a debt of gratitude.
I mean, am I reaching here if I say that maybe disaster films are just not great at all?
I think they almost always rely on the spectacle, the setting, and the circumstances being the primary function and engine. Mm. So characters are very rarely well served by them. There can be exceptions, but most of the time, no. I would argue Titanic is an exception to that, but I know you wouldn't
agree.
Yeah, I
agree it's an exception to the whole category.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got one.
It doesn't belong in here
I've
at all.
I've got one. Have you guys seen The Impossible with
Naomi Watts?
Naomi Watts,
McGregor.
Actually really good.
I have not. I've heard
it's based on real. Right? Yeah, that's horrifying to me. I haven't brought myself to watch it because I can't handle
truly
that.
Truly disastrous.
It's really hard to find. It's almost impossible to find. Like, it's not on any streaming services. Streaming because of tsunami. All right, I'm done.
you're just drowning in jokes here? I don't know.
Smile and wave, like boys. Smile and wave.
I feel like Kurt Russell just drowning in jokes.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, well, any other special mentions? Anything else we want to cover off here? Disaster movies?
No,
Flash.
The Flash? It is a disaster. That's truly.
That's a bad movie. We can all agree. It wasn't good.
No, Frank, I think we've covered all the big names. What do you think?
Well, we could continue.
Yeah, what do you think,
we
Frank?
We could continue talking. I think. You know what? I'm gonna roll the credits. I'm gonna roll the credits. What was the point? Why would you do that to me?
So nasty.
Tsunami. I think it's pronounced tsunami.
Tsunami.
Yeah. So tsunami. No.
So tsunami. Good.
I didn't say that. I said so tsunami me.
No, I know. I tried to help.
I appreciate it, but I just want everyone to know I fucked it up again. Oh, as per
language.
Usual.
Language.
Thanks, listeners. Round the power. My name is Francis.
My name is Marcus. This is...
My name is
And that
Thomas.
Was our that was our best disaster of an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give
I
us
think
a
that's
subscribe
what we've here.
Or a like. Or a
this
DM.
Whole episode.
Or an email at throwingthepower@gmail.com.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you so much.
We love you. Bye.